This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Paul Revere meets billionaire.
I'd be willing. I put country first. A lot of people don't necessarily put country first.
They're going to say, thank you very much, President Obama.
It's very unpatriotic. They're not patriotic. In many cases, they're not patriotic. They're business machines. And they're going to say, thank you very much, George. I appreciate you letting us know. We're moving to Switzerland.
That's Donald Trump on ABC News, who may be technically more of a millionaire these days.
Millionaires of the world unite. There's gold in them, our CEOs. Signing up for higher taxes, good economics, or good PR? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
U.S. millionaires signing up to be taxed as a matter of patriotic duty. We convinced a millionaire to get up early and talk to us about it on this Thursday, August 18th.
At the top of the morning news, though, is international news. President Obama is expected to make an explicit call today for Syrian President Bashar Assad to leave power. Immediately following that, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will announce new sanctions against the Syrian regime. Feeling the pressure, a United Nations spokesman says Assad called Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this morning.
President Assad told the Secretary General that the military and police operations had stopped.
But sounds coming from the port city of Latakia this morning contradict that. There are also reports that security forces killed 9 civilians in the city of Homs. Even former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has reportedly called on Assad to step down.
To Libya now, where rebels have surrounded the last oil refinery that supplies Tripoli. If they can effectively take the refinery in the city of Zawiya, just a half-hour drive from the capital, they will effectively cut off the fuel supply to Tripoli and Muammar Gaddafi's forces. The pipeline itself has already been cut. Thousands now fleeing the capital report there is no electricity there yesterday. President Obama has reportedly decided on a new round of stimulus spending and tax cuts as part of his jobs package that each day we're learning more and more details on. It will be officially rolled out next month. It includes tax cuts for companies that hire workers, new spending for construction, and mortgage relief for struggling homeowners. The president will pressure the so-called super committee working on deficit reduction to include his proposals in their plan.
There's no reason to think that putting people back to work is somehow in conflict with us getting our fiscal house in order.
President Obama will also push the super committee to cut more than the $1.5 trillion it's now tasked with finding.
The Justice Department is investigating whether Standard & Poor's, the country's largest credit rating agency, improperly rated dozens of mortgage securities in the years leading up to the financial crisis. Police in Tampa, Florida say they stopped a student from pulling off a bombing plot at his high school. The teen was reportedly angry over being expelled. An anonymous tip led to that arrest.
Also from Florida, one of the biggest scandals in college football history, a former booster at the University of Miami, currently in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, says he gave illegal benefits to more than 70 Miami athletes over the past decade. He claims he gave players cash, watches, cars, prostitutes, trips to nightclubs, and the use of his home and yacht. The booster claims the coaches were aware of his actions. The NCAA is investigating. And France and Germany have proposed sanctions against the European Union members who don't get their debt under control. Economist Robert Bruska says the plan is not likely to be adopted, though.
It strikes me as probably a bit too harsh, a bit too conservative, and, you know, exactly the kind of things that you get when Germans get a more important hand in finance.
Most measures in the European Union require unanimous approval to actually go into effect. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,410. The S&P opens at 1,193. And the Nasdaq begins at 2,181. Coming up this morning, we're going to hit the road on a few stories. WNYC reporter Anna Sale is traveling around the country talking with independent voters ahead of the 2012 presidential race. She's taking the pulse of New Hampshire this morning. And with the Islamic holy month of Ramadan half over, we're going to get into the backseat with two Muslim men. men who aren't just fasting for 30 days, but visiting 30 mosques in 30 states as well. Those conversations later this hour. But first, looking for those big ideas to fix the economy? If the nation needs money, perhaps turn to the people who have money. A millionaire joins in to talk about why it's a patriotic duty, perhaps, to sign up to be taxed. Warren Buffett's suggestion, we'll talk with someone who may actually live it in a few minutes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.